In California, a recent poll indicates voters are about split over whether Governor Gray Davis should keep his job. Two of the contendants vying for that job, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Arianna Huffington, don't talk quite like the native contenders.
I feel that the people of California have been punished enough. From the time they get up in the morning and flush the toilet, they're taxed.
The people of California don't really want a recall. They want a revolution.
Writer Eric Liu likes what he's hearing.
Talk so funny. Why does she talk so funny? That's a question my 4-year-old daughter Olivia has asked me several times. The first time was when she noticed that Nai Nai, my mother, speaks English with a Chinese accent. That sent me into a cycle of son of immigrants guilt. But then Olivia asked again when she heard her other grandmother in Louisiana speaking with a southern accent. Olivia's trying to figure out what's normal, and my role is to explain there are many different ways to say the same words, that in a sense, we all talk funny. I was thinking about this recently as I listened to Arnold Schwarzenegger and Arianna Huffington. As comically absurd as the California recall has become, and whatever the liabilities of these two candidates, the fact that they speak with such marked foreignness hasn't fazed voters at all. In fact, when Governor Gray Davis made fun of Arnold's pronunciation earlier this month, he was widely criticized and had to apologize. That's progress. When I was growing up, the child of immigrants, I heard the same differences my daughter now hears. But society's message then, far more than today, was that an accent meant you weren't all the way American. Today, Arnold and Arianna are seen as fully American, in part because of the nature of celebrity. Both have audaciously reinvented themselves in public, physically or ideologically, and they've turned their lives into brands. That's the American way, I guess, and why many people like them. But our acceptance of them suggests something else, too. Here's a thought experiment. Let's say action star Jackie Chan were willing and eligible to run for governor, too. And let's say that he hit the hustings with the same enthusiasm as Arnold and Arianna, except that his English is not just accented but broken, and his accent is not Austrian or Greek, but Chinese. Would candidate Jackie get the same treatment? Would we adjust our brains to tune out his non-standard accent the way we have with Arnold and Arianna? Maybe. But Europeans have always been first in line for Americanization, and I suspect a few more years will have to pass before a completely unqualified, inexperienced, and foreign-born performer from Asia will get a chance to govern the largest state in the Union. Before my daughter's big enough to vote, I hope we can have governors and presidents who talk every kind of funny. Because even in California, everyone wants to sound normal, but some still get to sound more normal than others.
Slate contributor Eric Liu is the author of The Accidental Asian.